This is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to Pew Research data, 45% of 2016 voters were white without a college degree, 11 percentage points higher than the 34% vote share calculated by exit polls, which is conducted by Edison Research for a consortium of media organizations. It's now clear that Trump never won college-educated whites and therefore has not lost much ground among that group either. Many large employers travel to college campuses each year to recruit entry-level workers, but a lawsuit against PricewaterhouseCooper argues that older job applicants are disadvantaged by such hiring practices. Challengers in the key union dues and rights case before the Supreme Court, supported by the Trump administration, maintained that the longstanding distinction between chargeable and non-chargeable expenses from dues is unsupportable because everything a public employee union does is inherently political. Thus, they argue it violates the First Amendment for the objectors to have to support the union anyway, and the precedent Abood versus Detroit Board of Education must be overruled. Ben Carson, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, is attempting to cancel a $31,000 order for a customized hardwood dining room table, chair, sideboard, and hutch the day after the chairman of the House Oversight Committee announced an investigation into the refurbishment of his HUD office. A bill in Iceland would make it a crime to circumcise infant boys for non-medical reasons and is drawing strong support from 400 doctors, 20% of the total in that country, and 1,000 nurses there, and criticism from religious leaders. A similar referendum has gained support in Denmark. Public schools in West Virginia were closed for a 6-day as teachers, striking over health care, cost, and pay, largely rebuffed a deal this week between Governor James Justice and union leadership aimed at getting them back to school. Though the raise passed the House, teachers are concerned about the state Senate. An emerging field, digital phenotyping, tries to assess people's well-being based on their interactions with digital devices. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rath. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.